SBS Filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon ang tagapagsalita ng Crisis Management Team mula Marawi, si Assemblyman Zia Alonto Adyong. Assalamualaikum.
Alaikumisalam po.
Maraming salamat sa pag-unlock sa aming imbitasyon at paglaan ng ilang sandali para sa amin. Alam naming abalang-abala kayo.
Maraming salamat din po sa opportunity.
Una po sa lahat, kamusta na po matapos ang may dalawang linggo simula nung madeklarang maaari nang bumalik sa Marawi?
Opo, yung declaration po ng liberation ng Marawi happened, tama po kayo, 2 weeks ago. But the termination of the combat operation just was announced last week kay ni Secretary Lorenzana. So even before po nung na-announce yung termination of combat operation, immediately upon the pronouncement of the President, yung declaration of Marawi, the declaration of the liberation of Marawi will mark beginning of the rehabilitation stage. So ginawan po natin yan ng plano. In fact, even during the early days of the fighting, we have already submitted yung proposal po natin for the rehabilitation and master plan ng recovery ng Marawi. So a portion po doon sa plano na submitted to the national government, to the task force Bangon Marawi, is yung immediate concern ng ating mga IDPs regarding yung shelter. Pangalawa, yung return of IDPs, lalong-lalo na po doon sa mga residente na hindi naman po nasiraan ng kanilang mga pamamahay. So just to give you a clear picture po of what Marawi looks like right now, ang Marawi po ay divided into two areas. There's the main battle area, yung kung saan po nagkakaroon ng bakbakan, and there's the area na kontrolado po ng government troops. So dito pong area na to sa kontrolado ng government troops, there are about 30 plus barangays na with minimal damage naman, no? At pwede naman po natin ma-facilitate yung return ng ating mga IDPs. And we have started transporting these residents back in this area. Pero meron po tayong clustered na mga barangays. So para ma-facilitate po natin ng mas maayos ang kanilang pagbabalik. So may phasing po yan. Yung first phase po natin is yung cleanup drive, which we did, no? And some of the cluster barangays are still conducting, no? After the cleanup drive, there will have to be the restoration of government services, including yung mga facilities, no? Delivery of basic services like power distribution, water supply, the opening of hospitals and clinics, and of course mosques and business establishments, and as well as government offices in these identified clustered barangays. So kahapon po, nagkaroon po ng People's Day ng City Hall para doon sa pagbabalik po ng mga barangay. So out of the 96 barangays, 44 of these barangays are not completely damaged or with a minimal damage lang. So doon po natin sila pababalikin, no? Dito po sa barangay Basak Malaplot, yung nauna pong na-accommodate. There are about 4,124 individuals, no? Or 719 families na nakabalik na po dito sa area ng Basak Malaplot. It's also symbolic because Basak Malaplot was the first area where the fighting happened. Ito po dito po rin nagrenta ng apartment si Isnilon Habilon and known emir of the ISIS in Southeast Asia. At dito po isa-serve sana ng composite team ng PNP at saka ng AFP yung kanilang warrant of arrest. So it's a very symbolic pagbabalik po ng ating mga evacuees because this area was the first barangay that really felt, no, the intense firefight on May 23. Sila po yung bumalik. And eventually, we would also have to, again, to transport back the residents in the clustered barangays as soon as they're done with the cleanup drive. And we also ensure na meron na pong enough supply of water and electricity distribution para at least maging normal yung pamumuhay nila pag bumalik po sila dito. This is on top of the ongoing rehabilitation shelter, no? That ongoing po yung construction na yung temporary shelter, pati na rin po yung permanent shelter na we are trying to identify the location for that, and the transitional shelter. So ongoing po lahat ng kailangan natin under the early recovery program because we're looking at this as a transition phase, no? Yung rehabilitation actually is composed of the reconstruction of damaged buildings. Isa lang huwi ito sa component na nakita natin. There are 5 components identified na priority, no, in the overall rehabilitation stage. Number 1 is housing. Number 2, livelihood and business. Peace and order. Ito pong social services that includes health and education, and also ito pong reconstruction. So yun po ongoing po, we were trying to mobilize all the agencies involved in the early recovery stage. This is also parallel to the government troops na they are also conducting, no, yung cleanup operation and mapping operation inside the main battle area, because they are identified a quite number of unexploded ordnance at saka yung part po dun sa cleaning up operation nila, para in case na they will the time will come na we would have to send inside, no, itong mga first responders natin, yung management of the dead cluster, to retrieve and recover itong mga remains, mga human remains, ay hindi po sila mapipiligro sa mga nakakalat-kalat po yan na hindi sumagop ng mga bomba. So parallel po yung natin efforts natin dito po sa controlled area and dun po sa main battle area. So basically, ganun po ngayon yung ating ang nangyayari po ngayon dito sa Marawi City.
May nabasa po ako na mahigpit pa rin ang seguridad. Kailangan may pass?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Actually, hindi po natin pwede muna i-allow yung or i-dispense with the established security protocols, dahil not because tapos na po yung combat operation, it doesn't mean na stable na rin po yung peace and order, no, situation. Dahil in fact 2 days ago may nag-attempt pa po pumasok diyan ng mga reinforcement, no. Mayroon pong nakita tayo na may mga stragglers pa. So even if the combat operation is terminated, still it doesn't mean that our military troops are laying down their arms. A part of the mapping operation and the clearing operation is really to be, you know, to be ready with any eventuality, because based on the experience of our government troops sa Zamboanga Siege, na nung sinabing tapos na, meron pa palang mga natira dyan sa loob ng mga stragglers. So, nagkakaroon nga po ng casualty minsan sa ating government troops. So, they're very, we are aware of this. They have already an experience in the case of Zamboanga Siege. That's why, while they're doing the mapping and clearing operation, they're also, very ready enough to face any eventuality that might arise, that might happen. In fact, there was just yesterday, there was an incident, no, a firefight happened inside the main battle area, kasi may natagpuan sila, may nakita sila sa isang struggler, no. So may resistance pa hanggang ngayon.
Ngayon po, alam po ng marami na sa Marawi, karamihan ng mga naninirahan doon ay mga negosyante.
Opo.
So, paano
po yan? Negosyante din po, mga estudyante and mga government employees. Marawi City is similar with other urban areas in Mindanao, no? But if you compare that in the ARM, in Autonomous Region in Muslim Mindanao, this is actually the area where very active, no, very aggressive ang trading economic life in Marawi. That's why nung inatake tayo ng mga Daesh group na mga ng Maute, ng Dawla Islamiyah, na nagpa-pledge ng allegiance sa ISIL, ay talagang unang-unang nabiktima at unang-unang talagang nasiraan, no, na itong business sector natin. So ang estimate loss po natin dyan ay nasa 8 billion pesos, no? This includes yung revenue, yung capital, pati na rin yung income, no, ng city, no? So, dahil sa nangyaring ito, that doesn't include pa yung harvest, because ARM is agricultural land and Lano del Sur is an agricultural area. So mayroon po talagang threats of food security. That's why during the early days of the fighting, yung pressure po ng basic commodities, lalong-lalo na yung bigas, talagang tumaas po. So we had to coordinate with the DTI ARMM and even DTI National para magkaroon po ng price control, dahil nagkakaroon na ng ng pataasan na po ng presyo, even gasoline. So ganun po yung na-threaten po yung food security. At the same time, yung mga harvest na supposedly na may bibenta ng ating mga millers, may isa po tayong nakausap ng mga millers diyan ay nasa 3 million yung sa kanya mismo, no, sa kanya po mismo 3 million po yung supposedly na income niya, dahil nag-harvest na po sila at bibenta na nga po nila itong mga produkto nila.
Paano po sila? Paano po sila matutulungang makabangon muli? Dahil marami ito ay mga nawalang pamumuhunan.
Yes. Yes, that's why ang ginawa po nating workshop is comprehensive, no? In-invite po a lot ng participants, meron po sa religious sector, meron po sa traditional sector, meron po sa academy, meron po sa mga negosyante, meron po even yung sa sector ng IDPs, no? Yung po the home-based IDPs and those who are living temporarily in evacuation sites ay naging participant po sila dito sa 3-month workshop natin facilitated by UNDP, United Nations Development Program, to come up with a comprehensive master plan, no, to cover every sector that have been damaged, no. So hindi lang po tayo nag-focus sa infrastructural assets na nasira, we are also focused on how to help and provide assistance to this sector, to all to different sectors, various sectors, and that includes of course the business sector, no.
Assemblyman Adyong, ano po ang pakiramdam dahil hindi po natin mapagkakailan na ang pinakamahirap ay yung bumangon muli, pero marami po tayong natatanggap na tulong para maka o suporta. Pero paano po yung pangkalahatang pangkalusugan, particular sa pag-iisip at emosyon ng mga taga Marawi?
Yes, isa po yan sa mga pressing issues na talagang tinututukan po ng ating lokal na pamahalaan, ng Lano del Sur, pati na rin po ang Marawi City. In fact, nung even during the fighting, no, ongoing po ang fighting, nagpo-provide na po tayo ng psychosocial debriefing. Here in the provincial capital, we have already set up two facilities, no, home for debriefing. Yung isa po ay nag-partner po tayo with SAF, yung Special Action Force ng PNP, kasi yung mga dineploy po nila dito na mga babae, na mga SAF, ay mga ano po, no, meron po silang mastery on how to provide services, no, intervention. And as well as we have also partnered with NGOs na nagbibigay, pupunta po sila dito at nagbibigay sila ng psychosocial debriefing sa mga bata, even sa mga rest, sa mga survivors. Dahil before we turn them over to their family, talagang they still have to undergo medical assistance and medical, you know, psychosocial debriefing. Ongoing po yan, meron po tayong facility dito na ginawa din sa provincial capital na it's a toy room, no? It's a toy room and learning space for the children na displaced na mga bata. That because we don't want, again, to, you know, para hindi nila maramdaman ang realidad ay giyera. No, gusto natin i-preserve ang kanilang innocence. Gusto natin i-preserve ang kanilang, you know, yung imagination ng bata na puros maganda. Gusto natin na ma-preserve yun. So, nandito po ang facility natin. And our doctors, yung IPHO na sinatawag po, yung Integrated Provincial Health Office, ay they go around areas of evacuation sites, no, to provide essentially the needs, medical needs of the people, and they have partnered with DSWD also to provide the technical the intervention. We are not really be confident enough na sabihin natin na we just have to sit down because we've been already given this assistance to the survivors. Of course, there has to be a mechanism in order to sustain the assistance that we will have to provide for the medical needs of our survivors, no? That includes mental health issue. In fact, ang proposal nga ng provincial government is for the PhilHealth to, kasi may coverage pong PhilHealth, universal health coverage, but this would only include, I think, mga surgical operation of mga gamot na kailangan ng mga indigent. New party dito yung mental health issue. So I think it's time for this is our proposal, no? It's time for Congress also to learn because Marawi City is a game changer na eh. So I think it's also part of how our Congress would have to expand the universal health coverage to include, among other things, the medical needs of our IDPs. And we have to treat the IDPs as a separate sector, no? Hindi lang sila the casualty of war, but they need to be treated as a separate sector because they have specific needs, they have specific wants. And so for the past several years and decades dito po sa Mindanao, lalong-lalo na sa Autonomous Region in Muslim Mindanao, parati po ito ang problema namin. Ang dami pong mga internally displaced persons. Hanggang ngayon, during the wars and during the all-out war, ang dami pong mga na-displaced. Hanggang ngayon, wala pa pong natirahan. So, kumbaga, ay kailangan talaga natin, no, na i-treat ito na as a separate sector para yung pangangailangan natin, yung concentration ng mga needs sila maibigay natin sa kanila. And meron pong batas na na-file ng isang lawmaker na talagang the rights of the IDPs, no, pag-usapan doon, ano yung right nila, access to education. They have to be, then they need, the government has to extend to them priority their right to education. Yung mga bata nga natin, there are 697 school buildings that were damaged inside the main battle area. Almost 300 teachers that were, you know, IDPs. And more than 1,000, or I guess even bigger than that, the number ng mga estudyante po ng Marawi City ang nawalan at hindi naka-enroll. So ngayon, ang ginawa po is nag-training po ang lahat ng divisions dito sa Mindanao, and they accommodated, especially in Iligan, in some parts of Division 1 sa Lanao del Sur, nag-accommodate po sila ng mga transferees ng mga students, and they have set up yung mga temporary learning space na para doon po nang magbigay ng ano, the same curriculum, same grade, pero alam mo po yun, yung parang
may natatanging pangangailangan.
Yes, may natatangan pangangailangan. So kailangan natin pag-usapan yun na it's a separate sector, no?
Panghuli po, Assemblyman Adyong. Kundi ako nagkakamali, kayo po ay taga Marawi?
Tama po. Born and raised.
Ano po ang pakiramdam ninyo nung nakita nyo sa unang pagkakataon ang Marawi ngayon?
Alam niyo po, talagang hindi natin mapipigilan yung emosyon natin. Andun po yung frustration, andun po yung resentment, andun po yung bakit ito nangyari sa amin, no? In the past, nakikita lang natin yung devastation sa Mosul, sa Aleppo, sa Raqqa. You know, distant reality ito sa atin, eh. Hindi natin naramdaman na talagang in one day, itong may experience na ating mga kababayan. Ako po ay IDP po ako, nasiraan po ako ng bahay. Wala po akong natira, wala pong natira sa akin. Hanggang ngayon, ito na nakatira pa po ako sa temporary shelter dito po sa provincial capital. But you know, hindi ho natin po pwede kasing gawing rason yun para para hindi mawalan ng pag-asa. So, yung andun po yung sakit. Of course, nandun po yung sakit. Hanggang ngayon, nararamdaman po natin yung sakit dahil iniisip natin ano nang mangyayari sa aming sa amin kung hindi ito magbibigyan ng appropriate and proper solution. But again, it's a question of us, you know, yung paano natin, because nobody can really help us but ourselves. I think that the help will be coming in, that's for sure. But how to really inspire other people to help us, that would depend on how do we manage to really stand up and face, you know, this problem. And look, just basically look at the bright side, you know. There are so many lessons learned here. Not only yung dapat nating i-change sa ating, even sa ating society, no, ang mindset. Gusto natin i-change that this is not a religious war, and this should not be a reason for other people to, you know, to spread hate or prevent natin the rise of Islamophobia. Because look, you know, the first victims here in this war is us, the Muslims. So this is not a religious war. And I guess one of the things that came out as a positive, you know, if there are positive things that happened in this war is yung na-unite niya yung mga Muslim at Kristiyano. Ang mga Muslim pinaprotektahan ng Kristiyano, ang Kristiyano inaccommodate ang mga Muslim. And you know, it's very unlikely to see MILF, you know, and the government fighting side by side against one common enemy. So ganun yung even the paradigm, no? The attitude culturally or socially, how do we perceive things, no? It was changed, no? In one instant, no? Nagkaroon ng mas welcoming and mas open yung mga tao ngayon. And that's one of the positive things.
Maraming salamat, Assemblyman Zia Lonto Adyong, at hinahangad po namin sa inyo ang lahat ng mabuti para sa pagbangon muli ng Marawi.
Maraming salamat din po, at maraming salamat sa opportunity na makapagsalita po sa station ninyo.
sbs.com.au/Filipino